Blog Talk Radio.
I wish I had some music for you all, but Chrome is not being our friend this morning, so I cannot get to our board.
Oh, no. No. Oh,
okay,
no.
Ginger, sing for them. Jingle bell.
No. My voice is gone. Oh, well, it's just about back, but beyond the point that I couldn't sing on a good day anyway, so I'm not going to try to sing on a bad day.
Oh, come on, Ginger. Sing for us.
Not happening. Yeah, so Rudolph ran away with Dasher, and they had Prancer and Vixen and three big menage a trois with the reindeer.
You know what? Somebody just put a very adult and spin
and I may
on
have
Rudolph
lost story. For
me? Hello? You can't hear me?
Corey?
Okay, that looks like we actually lost the Ginger, because I'm still here, as far as I know. Yay. All the fun we are having. Okay. Good morning to you all out there. We're hoping you can still hear us. If you can't, go ahead and shoot us a tweet. Ah, the fun of a live show. Okay, so welcome to Lunch. Oh, is that Ginger coming back? Ginger? I don't think she is. You know what? I do have some music now, so let me throw a little bit of music on in the background whilst we start off while we wait for Ginger to come back, because we actually lost her. All right. So, good news and bad news this morning. Actually, this news, the first bit of news I'm going to share comes from our friend Q. Q, thank you for the heads up on the news. Or maybe not, because my screen has decided to freeze. Yeah, we lost Ginger. Apparently, Joss Whedon is working on his latest project, which I am very excited to hear about, being the geek of epic magnitudes that I am. Land of Marvel, Joss Whedon and Marvel creating a new TV show, S.H.I.E.L.D., the TV series for ABC. Now, I'm not that happy that it's on ABC, but with Joss Whedon at the helm, maybe he'll manage to dirty it up just a little bit, because we all know ABC is all kind of clean cuts. So, again, the TV series is about S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. Joss Whedon and Marvel say they want to stay away from using characters from major films and comic book series, so the TV will feature agents from a new past. So it won't be anybody that you're used to seeing in the movies and so on and so forth. Not too excited about that. Well, it could turn out to be good. Now, this doesn't mean that there won't be some familiar guests in future episodes. 5 new characters from the series have already been released for your scrutinization. However, IO9 decided to list their own favorites who should get to guest star in S.H.I.E.L.D. Yes, Ginger says she got disconnected. Poor baby. Come on back, Ginger. Come on back. Yeah, see, I thought it was me. Yeah, hey, Ginger. Hey, Ginger. We still can't hear you, Ginger.
Oh, my God, can you hear me now?
Oh, there you are. Yeah, I thought it was me at first, but it was actually you. You were going, hello, Corey, and I was like, I'm still here. I was telling them about the fact that Joss Whedon is going to be doing a new series for ABC, and it's S.H.I.E.L.D., which is, you know, the Avengers. But we won't be seeing any of the actual Avengers from the movie, so...
that's so good.
Thanks so much to Q for sending that over to us. There is a trailer floating around somewhere on the web. I'm not going to share it with you because it hasn't added it for Best Buy, and I'm not sure if Best Buy and I are not getting along. The only good thing about this series, because I was saying I don't like that it's going to be on ABC, and ABC is now, their parent company is Disney, which means everything has to be cutesy and cleaned up. I do like the fact that because it's Joss Whedon, we're going to get a whole lot of girl power juice. The way it's going to be very woman heavy, if I know Joss very well. Even if there's a male lead, even with Angel, they were very, you know, girl heavy on the show.
Yeah,
always had more women on the show than he did guys. Firefly, same thing. We had lots of strong female characters. So I'm hoping he continues that trend, and maybe ABC may win me to come back. They've been good shows. I just don't really like any of them.
Yeah, I've never watched any of them. I never got into Buffy. I never got into Angel, I think was the next one. None of that. No.
Really? I've never watched any?
I'm a sci-fi girl.
Well, they're a little sci-fi, just a little bit.
No, they're like fantasy and sparkly vampires.
Oh, no. See, you are not to ever do that again, woman. You're not to put Buffy in the same category as Twilight ever.
I'm not going to get cut.
Yes, you will. Angel would F Edward up in a minute. No. Buffy would have slapped Bella a long time ago. What is wrong with you? No. No.
But,
not ever. I'm gonna have to hold the Buffy fans back from you now, Ginger. You have to watch it. Then you will see what the craze was about. Get you a couple episodes on Netflix and watch a few, and you will see there is a stark difference between that.
I did watch. What was the other one? The Three Sisters Who Are Witches. I did watch some of that.
Well, that's not Joss Whedon, and that one was Charmed was horrible after the first three seasons.
They kind of. Well, I don't know who was writing for it after then, but they were crazy.
I can tell you who it was. I'm going to say his name, Brad Kern. You messed up that show horribly. He switched focus away from what the show was, which was the whole girl power and sisters, and wanted to switch it to their dating life. And the person who wrote that show was actually the woman who wrote the movie The Craft. See, y'all know I love me some movie.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, she wrote both, and she wrote the first three seasons of Charmed. She left because he was doing exactly what he did, which was constantly putting them in the skimpy costumes, and it was all about their dating life as opposed to sisters. Constance Burge is that woman's name, and she's also a real-life pagan, which is why the first three seasons, the stuff that you saw going on, you know, with extra added special effects aside, were real paganistic rituals. Everything you saw, go look them up.
Awesome.
Okay, moving along.
Right. Oh, and I'm surprised you didn't jump on this right off the bat.
What?
Really surprised. What? Stardoll is releasing a Fashion Inc. for iPhone and iPad.
Well, I can't play it now.
Aw. Well, Stardoll announces the release of its latest mobile title, Fashion Inc., a new game that allows 200 million existing Stardoll users and fashionistas from all over the world to build their own fashion empire, create inspired designs, and the ultimate... Oh, how do you say this? Haute couture. For the style-craving public. Run your own fashion house and become a fabulous designer. Start from scratch and build a fashion empire. Use a design wizard to create imaginative and unique clothing. Explore the sales and marketing options to speed up sales and more, and earn more design bucks and diamonds. Level up as your production and sales increase and get access to more designs, colors, fabrics, and patterns to create amazing outfits. Challenge your creative skill in this management game.
Ooh,
all right, so what do we got? Ooh, ow. What would you do, girl?
I'm sorry. Things are biting me. You know how tasty I be.
Apparently. Full control of the entire creative and marketing retail process. Yeah, she likes full mosquito bites. Anyways. Create thousands of unique items using 46 exquisite designs. Scale and rotate patterns using multi-touch gestures. Create unique combinations for the shop mannequins. 3D quick swipe between floors. Complete VIP missions and design challenges. Stardoll members can collect achievements and connect to friends. Yay! All right, so this is a free download for iOS. Ooh, and Android versions are going to be following in 2013.
Aw, oh, boo!
Lloyd. You know, it's December. 2013's like, what, days away? So, no biggie.
2015.
13.
You're a little bit ahead. Ginger, you know something we don't? Are we all going to fall into this weird cryogenic sleep? Is that what's going to happen?
Maybe. That could be what's going on, 1221. Aliens are going to come and put us all in stasis so we can be food. Ah, nah, nah, nah.
And Ginger is back. All right. Some lovely people have made a new game called Good Folks. And they said you can return to life in Abandoned Village. They said they've created a game on the App Store that is a unique blend of Harvest Moon and The Sims. I'll be the judge of that. Game developer Hammerware has announced the release of their game Good Folks to the iOS App Store, compatible with your iPhone, iPod Touch, and Apple iPad. It's supposed to be a highly immersive simulation game that challenges you to bring back life to an abandoned village. Sounds interesting. Life in the country is not only a wonderful way of living it, it's also a lot of hard work. Roll up your sleeves as good folks are coming to the country to look for another place to settle, live, and work. You, on the other hand, need to get busy. Get your hands a little dirty as you're tasked with providing the necessary care in every way possible to fulfill all their needs. Good Folks is a wonderful and laid-back character-based strategy game where you're going to build fields, orchards, livestock corrals, and thankfully you have help at your disposal. You have various farm animals that help you produce eggs, milk, wool, and even country life favorite manure.
Ew!
With the ultimate
girl
objective of
the country dealing with manure. Ew!
Yes, I know. I'm right there with you. With the ultimate objective, which is to restore the village and its surroundings and to collect all animal breeds to a bright future, you will have an enjoyable and challenging experience of life in the country. This, of course, is best experience on the iPad, but it's also compatible with other iOS mobile devices. Good Folks is available as a free download to the App Store with full support in English, German, Francais, and Espanol. In addition to being available on the App Store, a version of the game has just been released on PC, Mac, and yes, Linux. And its beautiful graphics, intuitive controls, and realistic real-time gameplay, Good Folks is the ideal casual simulation game on a cold winter night, and I'm on my way to download it rich now.
Rich now.
You have to say it rich with a C-H. Rich now.
Rich now?
Yes, rich.
I don't know about that.
That's not Texan. That's Mississippian, Alabama. I went to the other, to the east.
Ah, okay.
Country.
All right.
And good morning to you there, Joe, my fine gentleman.
Good morning, Joe. Where's my coffee?
I'm going to need your assistance, Joe. I cannot locate all of my expansion packs, and I don't remember which ones exist. Could you kindly send your good friend a list of all expansion packs and stuff packs so that I may dig through bags to find them? Because I am jonesing for some Sims today. It's cold, and I need to be in my office all huddled up with some candles burning, you know, the kind that smells like apples. And I need to be, yes, see Ginger knows.
Hey, girl, speaking of smelling things, I set up my tree last night, fake tree, of course. Because of allergies, all the fun stuff. But at the store, they had these cool... You know how they have, like, the icicles they hang on the tree?
Mm-hmm.
They had them that blended into the tree, so they're dark green like the tree, and they make them smell like a real tree. So my house smells like a tree right now.
You know what? I don't really like that tree smell. I don't. And I have some eucalyptus oil somewhere in the house that's open that I can't find.
Oh, no.
But I love, like, apple-scented, cinnamon-scented things during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who were up last night with me on Pinterest, I'm so sorry. I need help. I just do know this much. I'm going to be hanging yarn balls everywhere.
Aww.
Well, it makes sense with the kitten, because that way if she knocks them down, she won't hurt them.
That's true. Me and my cat were having a standoff at my tree last night. Me with a water bottle and well, I say water bottle, that sounds bad. I got a soda bottle and I made a cheap water gun. I poked a little hole in the top, in the cap, and so it's a water gun now. So me and her were having a standoff around my Christmas tree last night.
See, I took your suggestions last year when she was, you know, kitten, and tried to keep her from getting on the tree. Remember you told me the tape didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
She decided she liked the foil. So I came in and she was playing with it because it makes noise.
Your cat is strange.
Yes, she is. And then when I caught her climbing the tree, she was nearly to the top. And the only reason she stopped is because she was tangled up in some wires.
No.
And that was a 7-foot-tall tree that she had climbed. And she was probably, you know, not even a half a foot.
It's universal that all cats hate water. So.
She does hate the water. Or she hates anything. If you hold a bottle up and, you know, air freshener, because she doesn't know the difference. She does. Yours do the kitty eye, the one big one and one little one where they're squinting at you like, don't spray me. Don't you spray me.
Actually, mine's ears will kind of like lay back into the side. Oh, please don't.
Cat torture. Morning on Lunch with Ginger and Corey. Cat torture. How to torture your kitty.
So, yes, her and I were having a nice little standoff. And, it was like, she was like, oh, I can't help it. There's something shiny. I have to bat it. And she would get the paw right up to it. And I squirt her. She'd be like, oh, that's you.
Oh, poor babies.
I know. Poor thing. Yeah. I left the door open to that room. Just thought about that. I'm probably going to go in there to shredded gifts later.
Danielle says we have her wishing she was home with Happy Winter Candles, Ninja Cat, and The Sims.
Aww.
Danielle, this is when you go,
oh, I think I have the zombieism.
Oh, God, I can't stay. I'm so hot. Don't I feel hot to you? But then, of course, before
and
you say this.
Looks yummy.
Yes. Well, this is, of course, before you've touched something cold to drink. You have to hold on to it for a while. Then you let them touch your hands. You go, I'm burning up, but your hands are freezing. That's how you fool them.
Very nice.
You put some water on your face so it looks like you're sweating. Your hands are freezing. Oh, God, I need to go home. I'm so sorry. I would stay at work. You cough in their face when you do this.
Oh, my God. All right, so if you get fired, none of this is actually endorsed by us ever.
You won't get fired. You have to remember you have to have follow-through. So if they call you, you have to answer the phone going, hello.
Yes, yes. And if you're going to take a day off like this, it's not to go out and party or go out to lunch or go shopping. It's to go home and play Sims with the, you know, you got to have the covers drawn on your windows so nobody's seen it.
You rest, you relax, you take your vacation day. You don't get on Facebook, you don't post on Twitter because your boss is watching. Mm. You have to kind of unplug from everything. And if you do say anything, it's, oh, my God, I'm so sick.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes.
I don't know how to fake properly.
Yep, yep.
Not that I would ever do anything.
All right, so CCP. CCP is trying to create a MOMA presentation, and they're asking EVE Online players for help.
Uh-oh, this is good.
CCP Games has revealed its plan to explain a typical day in the life of someone in the EVE Online universe as part of being included in the Museum of Modern Art's permanent collection.
Oh.
EVE Online, EVE Online was one of several games selected by MoMA to be on display for the most of next year as part of an exhibit that explores and celebrates the history of gaming. All right, people, whoever wrote this, I'm going to slap you. CCP's problem is that they have to explain EVE Online in 2 or 3 minutes, so they're talking about how it will accomplish this challenging goal in a post on the EVE Online community forum. So what are they doing? So we call on you, let's make Sunday, December 9th, the most interesting day in the history of New Eden, and capture it to be archived forever in the nuclear apocalypse proof vault of the MoMA. Our infographics will display market activity, NPC kills, player kills, jumps, and all those metrics that explain how vibrant and alive our world is. The player-captured gameplay videos will give it a human face. Whatever you are doing that night, whether it is running plexus, hauling, or hunting with a small gang in LoSec, or fighting in a large fleet engagement, we ask that you record it, both video and sound and chatter. Upload it and allow us to celebrate it in a montage of New Eden awesomeness. Perhaps this is the perfect opportunity to run that massive fleet up op you've been planning. That is awesome. All right, so I did pull it from GamePolitics.com. They have a couple of links if you are an EVE Online participant and you want to join in. They say, on a related note, CCP Games has released the latest expansion to the game, EVE Online Retribution. The 18th expansion to the game adds a number of new features, including a bounty hunting system, a reworked Crime Watch system, re-engineered ships to provide more gameplay options for the new players and veterans alike, more ship options, a situational music system, several major changes to the user interface, and a whole lot more. Again, you can go find this over on the CCP website or GamePolitics.com.
Well, those of you who have been taking your Instagram pictures and wondering what's going on, I keep trying to tweet them. It's not working. I can tell you why. Well, the Facebook-owned social photo service disabled the ability to let Twitter display photos on its website and through its applications today, which Twitter has confirmed. Through a status update on the Twitter website, they're saying users are experiencing issues with viewing Instagram photos on Twitter. Issues include cropped images. This is due to Instagram disabling its Twitter cards integration, and as a result, photos are being displayed using a pre-cards existence. So when users click on the tweets with an Instagram link, the photos appear cropped. Basically, if you want to see your photos displayed properly that someone has shared on Twitter, you will have to go to the URL and go directly to Instagram's site. Now, do we need to tell you how dangerous that is? If it's somebody you don't know, don't click on it, people, because you don't know what you're looking at now.
Don't click on it.
Okay. Now, the move was likely done by Instagram, VentureBeat is saying, as part of a growing battle between its parent company, Facebook, and rival Twitter. Why? I don't know. You two don't even do the same thing. God. Both of which are fighting to gain dominance in the photo sharing space. And honestly, it makes a little bit of a sense, but not really. Facebook spent a ton of money to acquire Instagram back in April, which at the time was predominantly Twitter-friendly. As of right now, there is a tech conference going on. Ellie Webb, Instagram CEO Kevin Systrom, said that he apologizes for the recent change to how photos are displayed on Twitter. He says, according to The Verge, and he added that it was the correct thing for our business to do at the time. It was a stupid thing for you to do at the time. Additionally, Systrom has said that Instagram still has a good relationship with Twitter. Not no more, you don't. And that his recent action would have been done regardless of its sale to Facebook. Yeah, you all have screwed up your relationship with Twitter and a whole lot of people. Why do you, can't y'all just, y'all know what I'm going to say, that phrase that we've all just adopted as part of our vernacular, just get along. I don't think, you guys don't do the same thing. Twitter is not a social network in that way, you know? It's 140 characters of somebody's thoughts just really quick, and Facebook is games and stuff, and stop. You're getting on my nerves.
Y'all are in trouble. Y'all are in trouble. Getting on her nerves.
You're getting on my nerves. My last one, too. You know that one that's kind of thin and frayed? Yeah, don't do that.
That's no good. That's no good.
Mm-hmm. Did you have one? Or might I go again? Because
I do have one.
Oh, God, juicy stuff.
And I'm going to apologize because I'm probably going to say names in this wrong a couple of times. Natsumi and Tulip pucker up for PSN. Close your eyes and pucker up. Natsumi Inc., a worldwide developer and publisher of family-oriented video games, has unleashed their social kissing game, Tulip, on the U.S. PlayStation Store. A fan favorite, Tulip, launches players into a world where kissing is as common as a handshake and the perfect way to make new friends. With quirky gameplay and indescribable charm, Tulip is in a class by itself. We originally released Tulip on February 13th of 2007, the day before Valentine's Day, as we felt the game was very romantic, and it fits into the Natsumi library perfectly. with its charming characters. This is coming from Hiro Mikey, Hiro M., president and CEO of Natsumi. I think it's Makawa. Anyways, whether you're reliving these memories or making new kissing bonds, Tulip is a great way to warm up during the upcoming chilly months. So they say, welcome to the tiny village of Long Life Town. Yeah, that's it, Long Life Town. You are a teenage boy dreaming of love, and the girl of your dreams is here in Long Life Town.
When does that ever happen?
Not cool enough for her. I know, right?
Teenage boys dreaming of love. That is not what they are dreaming of.
Sadly, you're just not cool enough for her, so now's the time to fix that, gain reputation, and strengthen your hero's heart by kissing the unusual citizens of Long Life Town while gathering the precious supplies to write a love letter to your intended. Yeah, that sounds smart, boys. Let's go around kissing everybody else except for the girl that you actually want.
And get mono.
And teaching her the right message.
And then go back and kiss her and wonder why both of you are sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you need to write a love letter. You've got to collect ink, paper, and, of course, a pen. But if you think kissing the very citizens of the town will be easy, think again. Your journey to discover who to kiss and when to lay the smackaroo on them will lead this unlikely hero on a journey to the top of a seedy corporation, acting as a defense lawyer in court, encountering alien life forms, and many other hilarious encounters. Just watch where you plant those lips. Kissing someone at an inopportune time is likely to earn you a serious slap across the face. All right, so again, this is called Tulip, and I have it up on new.gamenatrix.com this morning.
All right. We've been telling you about this week. Am I muted? Oh, no. Okay, Motorola and Xbox. Microsoft going at it. Well,
yes, they are.
In a recent order obtained by our friends over at The Verge, United States Federal Judge James Robart has ruled that smartphone vendor Motorola cannot ban the sales of Xbox, which we told you, here in the U.S. and Germany. Judge Robart decided that Motorola's patents were FRAND, fair, reasonable, and non-discriminatory, meaning the inventions were critical to industry standards and should be licensed fairly. Motorola was asking for damages in excess of $4 billion for Microsoft's patent infringing use of the H.264 video codec and the IEEE 802.11 wireless local area network standard. You guys know what that is if you have a computer. You've seen it because sometimes it just screws up and you're like, what the hell is that? Microsoft is willing to pay the license patent, but argues that the fee should only be $1 million per year. The FRAND agreement between companies is aimed at allowing standards essential patents to be licensed at decent rates. Sorry. Accordingly, Judge Robart has decided that previous license fees owed to Motorola can be added to the final settlement once the case is decided. Because Motorola has always been required to grant Microsoft a RAND license agreement for its H.264 standard essential patents, as a matter of logic, the impending license agreement will adequately remedy Motorola as a matter of law, read the order. In sum, Motorola has not shown it suffered an irreparable injury, that remedies available at law are inadequate to compensate for its injury. As such, the court need not reach the other elements of standard or permanent injunctive. In short, they're saying, no, Motorola, you cannot ban the sale of the Xbox in the U.S. and Germany. Stop it. You're getting money. Stop whining. Cases, of course, still ongoing.
Yes, exactly. Stop whining.
And will be focused on determining a fair license rate for the patent. So they still haven't decided on how much they're going to pay. I would think, Motorola, are you coming out with a console? Because that's the only reason why I would see that you would do something so utterly stupid. Do you not know you have, like, a world of gamers that would come after you if you banned the sale of the Xbox? Do you not know what would happen
to
you?
True story. Pissed off folks, man. Ooh. It would not be good.
The phones alone and tablets that would just be thrown through Motorola store windows would just be ugly. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Take your money and go. Okay? You won. Don't spike the ball. Just go.
They're trying, though. They're definitely trying.
You don't want to do that. Or Johnny Depp, you don't want to be doing that, mate. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. Not at all. Not at all. All right, so gay and lesbian dating sims finds early success on Kickstarter.
Really?
A new Kickstarter campaign aims to fund the development of a gay and lesbian dating simulation called Coming Out on Top. A demo version of the game is already available. The creators of the game were looking to raise $5,000 to fully develop the games for Windows, Mac, and Linux. They say as of this writing, they have raised $7,845 and have added a stretch goal of $8,500. If they reach that goal, they'll add more intimate scenes into the game and add options for different types of people, which we can't really go into here. The basic backstory of the game is that you are a college student who finally comes out to his best friend. On that night, you meet a mysterious stranger who wants your number. From there, things get a bit unpredictable. The developer describes the backstory as comedy with a touch of romance, lots of drama, and laced with erotic situations. All right, so if you want the Kickstarter link, it's really long. I really would give it to you, but it's really long. The funding ends on January 31st, so the Kickstarter link's over on GamePolitics.com. You know what? I'll just go to the Kickstarter page and tweet it out to y'all. Yes, I will.
Well.
Yes. Tweet. Twiddled. Okay.
All right. Apparently, animals need to partner with JLK branding. I know what you're asking. Why? What are you talking about? Well, a company called JLK is launching a National Geographic Animal Jam licensing program. This is from Smart Bomb Interactive. I had a full-on stutter then. Known for developing and publishing family-friendly games, is going to they're starting a new partnership with JLK Brand Licensing Group, focusing on their rapidly growing virtual world, National Geographic Animal Jam. Animal Jam is a browser-based game world enjoyed by over 8 million little people worldwide, with a strong emphasis on the natural world, self-expression, and fun. It's supposed to have cutting-edge safety technology and a plethora, I love that word, of parental control options. It's also a safe haven online for any age. Kids and parents can check out Animal Jam at National Geographic Animal Jam. Animal Jam is unique in relation to other virtual worlds for the vast library of content from National Geographic, including videos, Q&A sessions with scientists, downloadable content as well. It's supposed to be a completely immersive experience, and kids are spending more than 60 minutes visiting, exploring, chatting, and playing. They said they've been around for over a year. They launched in 2010, and they said they're ready to expand their play experience offline. They said, our online shop, Animal Jam Outfitters, has been a huge hit with our players, and we're excited to expand our selection of Animal Jam products with licensing partners worldwide. JLK has a proven track record of success, and we're eager to expand our online gameplay experience to offline play in categories including toys and publishing. Animal Jam is a special opportunity for retailers and licensees who understand the importance of digital content. I have never heard of this game.
Neither have I.
And their website is not going to places it should be. I'm not going to tell y'all that because, yeah, some of you are less than ethical with websites. So I won't tell you where it goes, but it's someplace it shouldn't be going. I'm going to need y'all to fix this, people. Shoot them a quick email. Fix your website. Fix it.
Fix it. Fix it. Fix it. Fix it. All right, so Zynga. Oh,
uh-oh.
No. Mm-hmm. Yep, looks like they're pulling the plug on several games. They put a hit out on Mafia Wars 2.
Oh!
Just a year after it's launched, Zynga has pulled the plug on the follow-up to one of the games that made it a household name among Facebook users. Zynga will shut down Mafia Wars 2 at the end of the year. In a message to the players posted on Facebook, Zynga announced the Mafia Wars 2 will shut down. We're sorry to inform you that Mafia Wars 2 on Facebook will be shutting down on December 30th. Thank you for your time in Mafia Wars 2. We're looking forward to seeing you again in other Zynga games. Mafia Wars 2 launched on October 11th. Was launched in October of 2011 and puts in a near 20,000 daily active users and 280,000 monthly active users. Compared to Mafia Wars numbers, this level of performance is pretty abysmal. On a related note, they say Zynga is offering all Mafia Wars 2 players a one-time complimentary bonus package that can be used in its other games, Castleville, Chefville, Farmville 2, Yeovil, and Mafia Wars. I don't know.
You know,
I hate it when we see a game go.
Well, Mafia Wars was, it didn't update to, you know, to, okay, did you ever play Mafia Wars?
Nope.
Okay, Mafia Wars is basically the early days of Facebook when it was text-based.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how it survived after all this time. I don't know how it's still around. So I've been expecting it to go probably 2 years ago. I don't know how it survived this long. Even though they did Mafia Wars 2, it really was just the same game with some new buttons. I'm sorry because for the people that are going to lose their jobs. But, some of you, yeah, I'm going to get off of you, Zynga. Y'all need to get yourselves back on the horse, really.
Yeah, you do. This is just sad.
It is. You all are not doing anything. I told you, if you just fix up that Farmville, that it could have some more depth, it would be a kick-ass game. I would, because I'm about to play this Good Folks game, because it looks like, you know, I went and found it, by the way. It looks like Farmville, but it's got some depth. I'm about to play this.
Yeah, I mean, Farmville 2 looked gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. I really thought it was really pretty.
Yep. Oh, they got tax hikes in here? Oh, it is so on. Good Folks game, y'all. Oh, it's on. Lovely.
No.
Lovely. Oh, I love it. Okay, anyway, back to, speaking of people, you know, small companies who are making a go for it. Zepto Labs, the developer behind the hugely successful Cut the Rope game, and I want to say they made Cut the Buttons, which we reviewed here a while ago, and that is one of those games that is stupid, but I cannot stop playing it. I love that game. Cut the Rope, I haven't played, but I hear it is just as addictive. They have over 250 million downloads so far. They are branching out into a new IP. They have unveiled a new game called Pudding Monsters. I like the title already. It's going to launch December 20th for iOS and, yes, Droid. See, they know how to do it.
Oh, no, not the Droid, no.
Yes, Droid. The characters in the game, as the name implies, are made of pudding. And you use a swipe mechanic to stick the monsters together to form the ultimate mega pudding monster, which is supposed to save their friend from being kidnapped by the cold-hearted fridge owner. In the title, the different monster species have different attributes and powers to alter the gameplay. They said they really enjoy experimenting with different themes and gameplay mechanics, and Pudding Monsters is exactly the result of that, and that's from Zepto Labs co-founder Semyon Voinov. Wow, that's a lovely name. Our fans, they said, new and old, will recognize this game, the same quality of graphics, game design, and user experience that led to the success of Cut the Rope. Putting monsters is a logical next step in our strategy. Our focus is just as much on innovating and creating new IP, as it is to strengthen our existing brands. He's Misha Leyland. Said that it says now we're ready to bring fans a new game that is suited for all ages and provides new opportunities for further expansion. We're building a portfolio of exceptional pick-up and play games, and Putting Monsters helps to showcase our ambitions as a studio. I love their games. They're so fun, and just they come up with some of the craziest stuff.
They do.
Cut the Buttons, when they, and again, I'm not sure if this is you guys. I just, for some reason, I think it's you guys, was one of the games that we got that I was like, this is stupid. When I saw the premise, you have to cut these buttons, right? You cut the buttons from the fabric. But the catch is you have to actually catch them. So this is one of those games on the iPad where it's not just, you know, you tap and, you know, it does what it's supposed to do. It actually, you have to, you know, move the can under the bottom to catch the buttons. And or you, I think you, there's a tilt mechanic. You may have to tilt your iPad or your phone, whichever one you're playing on. And you have to snip certain buttons, and certain buttons don't come off. They're made of titanium. They don't cut. So you have all these crazy things going on. You have to catch certain colors, and if you catch this one, it takes points away. And again, it gets harder as you go along. So if you're one of those people that likes a little fast-paced challenge, and also I love the sound of scissors cutting things. No surprise there, right?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
I love that sound.
I was doing that yesterday as I was wrapping gifts.
Don't you like that sound?
Yes, yes.
It's such a pleasant sound to me.
I love that noise.
And they got it perfect. So good luck, guys. I want to see what you do with Putting Monsters. I think those of you who are out there who will be going away for Christmas, if you take your phone or something with you, this is a good game to keep the little ones occupied and you have a competition. You know, how many different Putting Monsters? Put together the Putting Monsters and then you'll get a prize. So you kind of make it like a party. You bring little cheapy Christmas presents you can buy from Walmart or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It costs a dollar. See how I come up with those ideas? That's a good holiday thing to keep the little ones busy.
Very good holiday idea.
Because you know they always get tired of those toys. That lasts about an hour. And then next thing you know, somebody's fighting, and that was my doll, and your doll had green hair, mine has blue. No, it didn't.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about the gifts I got from my nephews this year, so.
That's my cookie.
We shall see. We shall see whether or not I start a war.
That's why you get all of them the same thing. That's what I did one year. Everybody got a baby alive.
Well, I did sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they don't listen to the show. They're too young anyways. I bought them at Walmart. They actually have these Discovery Toys or whatever it is, and they had these cardboard houses and castles that you put together. They're actually big enough for the kids to play in.
Nice.
Uh-huh. And they come with markers because you have to color it yourself. So,
really that's cool. Nice.
Yeah, so I bought one the house and one the castle. And I guess we'll see how that goes. Yeah. So, well, you know, I only got two for each, but I kind of figured my brother would kill me. So, because where are you going to put four of those?
I did. The girls all got baby alives. I made a mistake, and I bought one that was, because, you know, they had three baby alives, the black, the white, and they had a Latino one. So I made a mistake and got a Latino one, but that was remedied because there was a lovely little Latino baby that showed up. I handed it to her. It looked like I got it on purpose. Worked out. Everybody was happy. They had a baby alive.
Oh, see, that's sweet. That's sweet right there.
Keeps them calm. No fighting.
I know. I always say that when people tell me they're bringing extra people or kids or whatnot, and then, you know, you're handing out all the gifts, and you've got these extra people there, and you're like, they have nothing.
I always have extra gifts. I keep extra gifts in my house all the time. So when you come to visit me, Ginger, when you leave, I'll be giving you something. I always have gifts in my house. I do. I like giving presents. I love giving people presents. I'm weird like that. Aww. I really do enjoy it. I get a kick out of the face and the, oh, thank you. Better give me good face, too, when I give you a gift. Oh, thanks. I will give me my gift back. You didn't give me what I wanted. My gift was to see you be happy.
Aww. All right, so join the fight against demons with the Eye of Dante free app.
Oh.
Capcom has today announced the release of the Eye of Dante, a free app developed in collaboration with augmented reality experts Arasma?
I don't know. I can't help you with that one. I can't help you with that one.
Yeah, to support the release of DMC Devil May Cry. The Eye of Dante will reward users with in-game currency that can be redeemed within the menu of the console versions of the game when DMC Devil May Cry launches in North America and Europe. This is happening on January 15th, 2013, by the way. By joining the Order, the organization within the world of DMC formed to fight demons, users of the app are challenged to undertake a different quest and achieve specific goals. I can't read. All right, so to attain points towards their style and ranking, completion of missions will result in exclusive unlockable rewards, such as wallpapers and ringtones, as well as points which can then be redeemed within DMC Devil May Cry for red orbs, the in-game currency used to upgrade and unlock Dante's skills. By simply using their smartphone camera, the Eye of Dante allows users to discover hidden messages within real-world items and objects, just as Dante has the ability to see through the demons' lies and propaganda in the game. In addition to the in-game the Eye of Dante also give users the opportunity to personalize photos that have been taken with their smartphone and upload these to Facebook or Twitter. All right, so this is the Eye of Dante. It's available now on the App Store and the Google Play Store, free of charge. Yay! All right, so I have this up on new.gamingatrix.com. If you want the links, go check it out.
By the way, I did manage to find that Animal Jam game, and it is adorable.
Yay! Is it?
Yeah, the graphics are actually nice. Baby Natrix might actually play this, especially because there's a wolf wearing a tiara, and she's all about some tiaras, baby. And a wolf? Yes. Oh, that's hot. Yeah. Okay, and you can check that out. Let me give you the correct link, those of you who have little people. Kids.nationalgeographic.com will get you to Kids Jam, and because I can't post that bad link that they gave us. Bad National Geographic. All right. Let me clear my throat. Somebody has quit their job this morning.
Wasn't me.
Ginger. Mike Capps has retired from Epic Games this morning.
Oh, really? Just hitting it all up, Homer.
he's not bad looking. He needs a hat.
Mike, you need somebody to hold on to that credit card.
Yes, just settle all up close to him. Hi. he says he's stepping away from the helm of the company that he's led for the last decade. The executive announced his departure just today, saying he's planning to focus on his family with a baby boy on the way. Nope, Ginger, he don't need us to warm his lap. Beyond being a stay-at-home father, Cap said he's considering getting more involved with charities and teaching. While he is leaving the position of president, he said he will not depart Epic entirely. He will retain his seat on the company's board of directors and will transition to an advisory role. While Capps didn't indicate a successor to his position, according to GI International, he noted that development will be managed by VP of Operations John Farnsworth and VP of Development Paul Megan. He says, after dedicating a decade of my life to Epic, with so many close friends here, it's impossible to just walk away. Capps is the third big name to leave Epic in recent months. In August, of course, Gears of War series producer Rod Ferguson left Epic to join Irrational Games and work on BioShock Infinite. That was followed in October by Cliffy B's sudden departure from the studio. The design director gave no indication of his next job, saying only that he was going to be taking a much-needed break. Why can't y'all just say I'm going on vacation? Why do you have to actually depart? Because you know you're going to be back. Didn't Cliffy B, like a few days later, say he was doing something else?
Yeah, that was his main deal. I'm going to leave for a while because I need a break. I've been doing this since I was a teenager. Oh, it's so hard. Oh, hey, look, guys, it's my new position.
Just take a vacation or just quit. Just quit outright. Just I'm quitting. I'm going somewhere else to work.
You think, but no, that's not how these guys operate, apparently. Can't just tell me, hey, I need a break. I'm tired.
That's what women do. Throw that stuff in the box. I'm quitting.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ever like any of you bitches, just so you know. And I'm out.
Your baby is ugly.
Your baby is ugly. I never liked your baby. The baby's head is squished. And I'm going to be working over here. Bye.
wow.
See, I mean, y'all see, women are irrational. When it's job time, got to go.
Mm-hmm. We're out. I'm still here.
You can't even talk us back in. Can we pay you more money? Mm-mm. Remember when I was here the other day and I told you I couldn't? Look, when I was in here the other day and I hinted to you that I could not afford coffee, that was me asking you for a raise. And since you cannot take a hint, I'm out. That's not a hint.
All right.
You know what? That was so bad.
Couldn't afford coffee. That was a hint. Hey, me. And I can't say the word. Those things I just said. Anyways, Beeline Interactive and Sony Pictures Consumer Products to develop smartphone social game on Ghostbusters movie franchise.
Oh, yeah. When? I'm waiting for the new Ghostbusters. I'm waiting.
Beeline Interactive, a leading developer and publisher of video games and Sony Pictures Consumer Products, is announcing today the development of Ghostbusters, a new freemium game for smartphones based on Ghostbusters series of films. The game, which is expected to be available in early 2013, puts the players in the role of a fledgling Ghostbusters franchisee.
Oh, I can't wait!
When New York is once again infested with paranormal activity, why is it always New York, you know?
Because they're important.
It's up to the players, a team of neophyte Ghostbusters, to clear out every last spook, spirit, and specter. Midori Yuasa, CEO of Beeline Interactive, says we are very excited to be bringing this beloved franchise to smartphone players around the world. Ghostbusters offers a rich, exciting, and otherworldly universe that we hope to expand and complement with our smartphone and tablet games. All right, so what do we got? Armed with an arsenal of proton packs and ghost traps. Man, I haven't heard proton packs in forever. Anyways, players will be able to upgrade their gear by running experiments, capturing ghosts, and acquiring all manner of strange and exotic slimes. Ew. Better gear will give the player access to higher paying jobs and more prestige that they can invest back into their business. Players will also be able to upgrade their employee roster to create a crack team of specter-stomping Ghostbusters. Yay! And Corey's all quiet.
choking.
Yeah, we're both doing that.
Still got those individuals. I'm sorry. Okay, so.
You can't do that, and I start to cough.
I'm sorry. All right. Swarm social platform is attracting some big name people. Been a big year for them. Swarm is it's called Swarm Connect. Is a popular social gaming platform for mobile devices. The company's gosh, my voice is all high. The company is seeing explosive growth on all fronts, with thousands of developers joining the ranks and millions of gamers participating in the community. But the good news doesn't end there. Swarm now offers an official Unity plugin that you can download directly from Unity's Asset Store. Here's a couple of examples of some recent mobile developers that have embraced Swarm. The creator of the popular 3D racing title Riptide GP and Shine Runner. Their company's name is Vector Unit. They were also featured on Google Play and was one of the top 10 free games on Droid. Also, Highland Games. They were founded by the Rockstar veterans. Remember those people that made that little game, GTA? Wielder is what the game that they made. Was also featured on Google Play. Britt Myers, who's the founder of Highland Games, says that Swarm's hassle-free integration process was a huge plus on our tight development schedule. The features and functionality of the platform have exceeded expectations of our players. Seeking to make social features even easier to implement, Swarm is now unveiling a plugin for studios building their games with Unity. The Swarm Unity plugin enables developers to quickly add global leaderboards, achievements, scalable cloud data storage, freemium monetization tools, and community management, increasing downloads and helping studios make more money with less effort.
Yay,
good luck to you guys over there.
More money.
Less effort, more money, more money, more money. You can pop over to Swarm Games website, and they gave me a long link, so probably you will have to wait. No, it's swarmconnect.com, and I love their tagline: the game developer's Swiss Army knife.
That is a cool name right there.
Mm-hmm. They do have some cool looking games. I may have to play over there. Beach Buggy Blitz. I don't know about y'all, but
Buggy
I love me
Blitz.
Some. Yeah, Beach Buggy Blitz. You gotta
Beach Buggy
beach
Blitz.
One.
That's
beach
nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Wings of Destiny, mount up. Yay! There are tons of awe-inspiring mounts to help you get around the world of Galencia. I hope I said that right. From the cute to the outright bizarre, our constantly growing variety of mounts can cater to any player's tastes. All right, so they say stable, more like armory. In most games, a mount can be a considerable investment. Many players worry about being stuck with an obsolete mount when a newer or better one comes along. But in Wings of Destiny, there can never be too much of a good thing, especially when it comes to the number of mounts you own. Every mount gives you a number of attribute bonuses that all stack. It doesn't matter if you ride your mount or not. Any mount in your stable adds its attribute bonuses to your character. That's actually kind of cool. The only attribute that will be affected by the mount you choose to ride is your movement speed bonus. So ride the fastest mount you've got and depend on the rest to lend you their power. It also gives you enhancements. Mounts can be enhanced using a mount catalyst. Each enhancement costs one mount catalyst and an amount of coins depending on the grade and level of the mount. Enhancements greatly increase a mount's attribute bonuses as it levels up. Your mount's appearance will even change at +2 and +5. There is no risk of failure when it comes to enhancing mounts. Each enhancement adds 1% or 2% if you're lucky. So I seriously hate the whole enhancement thing where, you know, you can fail at it because, you know, you get like +3, +4, and then the next 5 you fail on, and it takes you all the way back down to nothing.
But I like sense of failure makes the winning oh so sweet.
It is, but then, you know, you're like, yes, I've got +4. I just need that one more, and then you're like, nothing all over again. All right, so riding on high, every mount you get and every enhancement you make is never wasted. This simple and valuable system lets you use your mounts as a power boost as well as a fashion statement that never goes out of style. All right, so again, this is Wings of Destiny. Yay! And I've got this up on new.gamingatrix.com this morning. Check it out, folks.
Well, as it would seem, NCSoft is not doing as well as they might appear to be with the Guild Wars 2. NCSoft's Seattle office has just laid off an undisclosed amount of employees and contractors, according to a report by PC Gamer. The site was notified about the layoffs by an anonymous source and later received confirmation of the news from NCSoft Public Relations Director Lincoln Davis. He says NCSoft is realigning internal publishing resources to better suit the needs of our game development studios. As a result of the realignment, several employees in contract positions were affected. This was a very tough decision to make, and wish the best for all NCSoft employees in their next ventures. The online publisher recorded a net loss of 7.3 billion yen. That's about $6 million in our monies. In quarter two of 2012, due to labor and marketing costs, so the cuts would be aimed at staving off continued losses. Game industry hopes that those affected by the cuts find new employment quickly, as do we. Now, issue with that is, why y'all wait till Christmas?
I don't know. They always do. They always. I don't know why it is. Why do y'all lay folks off right at Christmas? What is wrong with you? Are you a bunch of Grinches?
Why could you not wait 2 more weeks until after Christmas was over and that first week back after your vacation? Hey, guys, sorry to tell you this. We're going to lay off.
That's horrible. Always, like 2 weeks before Christmas. That's just cold and cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah, let them have a good Christmas and New Year's, and then you do that. You know what? Somebody needs to pass a law.
Like, they'll go know months ahead of time that y'all are going to be doing this.
They knew this in quarter two. We're in quarter four. They knew they were
exactly.
Having losses.
Exactly.
Just mean, people. Just mean.
That's not right. Y'all are all assholes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the creators of Critter Escape bring you Mix-a-Muck. Dragons.
Mix-a-Muck.
Yeah, Mix-a-Muck.
Okay.
Dragons, robots, a chicken? All right, whatever. You've met your match with Mix-a-Muck, the latest mobile title from Kiz Studios. The creators who brought you Critter Escape announced their latest mobile title to launch for iOS and coming to Android later in the week. Prepare to journey on pirate ships and spacecraft from medieval times to the Wild West as you customize your very own Muck Critter. Test your brain power against the clock while matching thousands of wacky combinations. Then pose, pope, and photo share your critter creations with all your friends. Mix and Buck allows us to take on our lovable critters' next adventure within the universe of Planet Muck. This is coming from Chris Morayu? Anyways, CEO of Kiz Studios. The memory challenges can be pretty tough, but what makes this game fun is being able to use our social features to show off what you come up with. All right, so what do we got? Ooh, it is free to play. We have multiple worlds. You got to beat the clock. Wacky combos, photo sharing, and new packs added regularly. All right, so I'm pretty sure, I think. I have this up on new.gamenatrix.com. Go over and check it out this morning.
Okay, I think we got time to do this one. PS3, finally some good news and a top honor and distinction for you.
They need some good news.
PS3 is now the top Netflix device in the entire world. The Sony video game console is apparently the primary development platform for Netflix and is the world's most popular device for viewing movies and TV shows from Netflix on television. Netflix is saying this is their chief executive officer, Reed Hastings, said PS3 is our largest TV-connected platforms in terms of Netflix viewing, and this year at times even surpassed the PC in hours of Netflix enjoyment to become our number one platform overall. He said PS3 is a natural fit for Netflix in terms of developing and first deploying our most advanced features. We can transparently update our application with new features on a daily basis, and through the free PlayStation Network, people around the world can sign up for Netflix directly from their PS3. The PlayStation and Netflix communities both share a strong passion for high-quality entertainment. That's from Jack Tretton, who's the CEO and president of SCEA. Netflix provides a fantastic experience for watching TV shows and movies on PS3, and our joint development will continue to produce innovations for our customers that further demonstrate PS3 as the true home for entertainment in the living room. Ooh, that was a dig at Microsoft. Oh, did you hear that? That was a glove slap like they used to do in the old days. Slap with the glove. Netflix is available on all the consoles, but its usage on Xbox Live does require you to have a paid Gold subscription, whereas on PS3, owners don't need to pay anything. Sony also partnered earlier this year with Netflix to bring the service to its Vita handheld. PS3 owners who also have a Vita can begin a movie or TV show on Netflix, pause it, and then move it to the Vita and keep it moving. So you can watch it on the way to work, you know, if you ride the bus, subway, whatever it is you like to do. Ah, wow.
Yeah.
The Xbox, if you had a handheld, because Windows Phone is not a handheld, we keep trying to tell you.
No.
I don't know. The tide is a-shifting. Go,
yeah,
Sony, go. Oh, somebody go.
Well, we got a couple of minutes. Can I do another one?
Yes.
All right. SOE's John Smedley has a message for you dirty Plantside 2 cheaters.
Ooh.
Sony Online Entertainment CEO John Smedley wants cheaters to know that he will hunt you down to the ends of the earth and ban you from the recently launched first-person sci-fi online shooter Plantside 2. Smedley took to Twitter to let the community know that he is pissed off and not going to take it anymore. He'll not let cheaters ruin the game for everyone else. Last week, the company warned players that anyone modifying the UI, data, and programs that affect DirectX will earn a suspension. This week, the company is using much stronger language to emphasize their points. On Twitter, Smedley reminded cheaters that they will be banned and encouraged regular players to use the report function in the game to tattle on them. Those of you using aimbots are being hunted down and banned. Remember to use /report. People are being banned left and right. We have guys whose purpose in life is to ban the bad guys and dumbasses who are using hacking tools.
Ooh.
Smedley went on to highlight a particular cheating player. Haruhi at artificiallaming.com was just banned. All three of his accounts. Goodbye, you scumbag. Find a new hobby or get good at the game. Smedley later warned, we don't need to cross-reference anything. Use it. We'll find you. We'll find your family, and we'll hunt you down. Strong words, perhaps, but cheating in an online game is a pretty grievous offense. Probably not grievous enough to have SOE find your family, but wicked behavior nonetheless. I am right behind you, Smedley. That's flippin' awesome.
Well, I was giving him the theme song of No You Didn't, but Why would you want to cheat? What is the fun in cheating? I don't understand that.
You know, I quit around last night in ATB because somebody on my team was cheating. On my team. I was like, no, I'm not playing this cheater.
Did you headshot him?
No, I should have, though. Because she was like, drive my car. I've got the item in it. I was like, cool. All right. So I jumped in. I started driving. And I noticed she's able to stand on top of the car as it's racing through the town. And I'm like, you know what? Never mind. So I hit the gas. I aimed it at a brick wall. And I jumped out at the last second.
Oh, nice.
I was like, yeah, I'm done.
You should have got out and shot it up. And you should have recorded that so we could play it back in slow motion.
That's hot.
As it exploded.
I was like, running into cars and trying to anything to knock her off, and she would not budge. So she was using some sort of hack to stay on. So I was like, you know what? There's a nice brick wall. This car doesn't have much HP left. Let's go. And it was coming.
All right.
Home.
Oh, I hate cheaters. All right, people. You know where to find us. We will see you bright and early tomorrow. You get us twice tomorrow. Make sure you're here. We have a special guest coming by tomorrow night. Miss Krista Charter. You may know her as Trixie 360.
Yeah.
She's going to come talk about her book.
Yay!
So we will see you tomorrow. Make sure you're here. Not in the morning. She'll be at night, by the way. But we'll be here tomorrow morning.
Yay!
Bring us food. We love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
No kisses.